and he's, you know, this developer has built up all this excitement and has built up everybody's hopes that there was going to be a team talk. I mean, there's an accessible Ventrilo iPhone app, but everybody wants team talk, and there should be no reason why not, you know? And now, knowing now that there is an SDK out there, somebody is surely going to step up to the plate if this guy doesn't. So in the future, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody does step up to the plate and says, I'm going to develop a TeamTalk app. What will be probably difficult about this is the person that steps up to the plate and develops a TeamTalk app may not be aware of a great deal of blind operators and users of TeamTalk servers. I don't want to say that a TeamTalk app is never going to happen because, you know, why would this SDK be released? I really think that something has got to give. So it really is, I have to say, it's kind of disappointing because, I mean, we really had a lot of built-up excitement about this app, and there were announcements made in various situations and various podcasts. I know Edified Access had something on it, like Armando said. There's been a lot of talk about it on Audio Boom. There was a lot of talk about this on, even on the night when we did our roundtable discussion, there was talk about it. And now we're looking at the possibility of it not being a reality, for now at least. You know, that's pretty disappointing. And the one thing that bothers me about this developer, if it is true what they're saying, which I'm not saying I disbelieve them or anything, but if it is true and this developer is not practicing professional communication skills or demonstrating professional communication skills rather, if it is true that this developer is not being very responsible and this app isn't coming, if he does decide to go ahead and create an app in the future, and if that app does turn out to be a reality, his credibility is going to be pretty tattered. Because the one thing about professional developers is when they are developing an app, they need to market themselves. It doesn't mean just going out and advertising, okay, I'm developing this app, it's going to be released, it's going to be released, it's going to be released. Your customers want to see proof. This is why developers of products will distribute samples. This is why creators of software programs and apps do demos. This is why they give away promo codes. This is why these people do what they do, because they want to keep generating the interest. They want to keep building up the excitement so that the customers will come to them and will buy the app. And even if it's a free app, to keep the project going, you will require money. And if you can present a good product in a way that impresses the customers, you may have people supporting you and backing you up. So when you put yourself in a position, especially in a blind community, where when new things are developed, everybody wants a piece of the pie. Everybody wants to know, wow, I want to get my hands on this. What's going on? Especially now that we go from $1,000 scanners to stuff like the KNFB reader. $100 at most. You know, they've sold it for half price before, but still fairly inexpensive compared to equipment in the past. that was assistive technology. This is available on a mainstream device. So fairly inexpensive apps and things are coming out of the woodwork. And you are not just limited to people who have family who can buy this for the person, or a state agency that buys software for someone who is currently attending college or whatever. Your market is opening, and you have an opportunity to bring something that people are going to jump at. And even if you charge $5-$10, people are going to buy your app because it's really cool. But you've got to market yourself. It doesn't just mean advertising. It means showing them the proof that the software is around. It means being responsive to your customers. And if you can't deal with that, then you probably need to come clean, be fully honest, and say either there is going to be an app, but it's going to take longer, or there isn't going to be an app. But once you come forward with that honest claim, it needs to be the truth, and it needs to be set in stone. So if you come out and say, I'm sorry, I've been a little evasive, you know, which if it's true, if he's not responding to people's emails, he's definitely being evasive. He's trying to evade coming out and explaining what is going on with a certain situation. And we've got planes flying overhead, which is nice. So he needs to come out and tell people what's going on. Because even though his credibility isn't going to be 100%, because it definitely takes a while to rebuild trust, it's not going to be as bad as the boy who kept crying wolf, and people kept running to his aid, and when the wolf finally did come, nobody came to help him. So this developer has an opportunity to step out and say, this is what's going on, I'm sorry, either there is going to be an app, it's coming out on this such and such a day, or there isn't going to be an app, I misled everyone, and I'm really, really sorry. You know, then everybody will know. Everybody will know, okay, let's stop getting worried about it. Of course, there's going to be disappointment. Of course, there's going to be anger. And people kind of have a right to be angry because they were led down this path and they were promised something that was going to make, you know, chatting with people on the go a little bit easier, and probably a little bit better with the sound quality. So, what are my thoughts about it? Well, you already could tell. I'm not even going to focus too much on my thoughts because you already can tell that I'm disappointed in the fact that the developer has not maintained a steady level of responsiveness to the beta testers, and it's not, you know, he's already missed two due dates, so... You know, he's already cried wolf two times. And people were waiting expectantly for the app to come out, and it never came out. I know crying wolf is probably not a good analogy, but maybe for those that, you know, believe in Santa Claus, if Santa Claus came to the village square and yelled, I've got gifts for the children, and the children ran and... they received no gifts. That's basically what's happened now. So, I don't know. I'm pretty bummed out about it. But, you know, there's always room for improvement. And if there is an app, even if there isn't, I'd be a lot happier if you'd just come out and say so. That's what I think. So, I'm going to let this plane fly over and I'll end this. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.